With so many beliefs out there, how do you know what to believe? Real life starts now.
Welcome to Real Life with evangelists Ann and Kathleen Lay, where people with real problems find answers in a real God.
Welcome to Real Life. I'm your host, Kathleen Lay, and joining me is my husband, evangelist Ann Lay.
Later in the show, you'll hear from Stephen Bankars, who was a famous New Age teacher who believed in aliens, pantheism, reincarnation, and hypnosis.
I've heard a saying before that says, if you don't know what to believe, then you'll just believe everything or
that's
anything.
That's true. Yeah, that's
and
true.
And I think for me, even growing up, I just kind of picked and chose. I was like, oh, you know what? I believe in this and I believe in that, a little bit of this. Whatever I felt was right at the time. But It never brought me hope or freedom. It was just kind of, oh, I like that religion. I like this.
I think a lot of people do that. That everyone, they just kind of pick and choose and they almost form their own religion. And sometimes they don't realize that some of their beliefs conflict with each other.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, how do you know what is true? How do you know what really is true, especially life after death? We can't do a science experiment. How do you know?
Well, I know for me, I had to seek it out. When you really want to know what's true, you will seek.
Yeah.
You will search. You will try to find because your very life and eternity hangs on it. So you don't just pick and choose. You come to a place in your life where you say, okay, what is real? And God, if you are the way or Jesus is the way, show me so that all this confusion can go.
You know, the Bible says, do not be carried away with strange doctrines. But for me, I didn't really believe in any of it. I didn't have any of that belief. My belief was to believe in nothing. But then I found out that Jesus Christ was real. And when you spend so much time believing in everything, what happens is you get confused. But when you do find the way, the truth, and the life, everything becomes peaceful and clear.
And Jesus brings true peace. No other religion I tried ever did that.
Right.
So let's listen to Stephen Bankars. Stay with us right here after the break.
Colorado Christian University College of Adult and Graduate Studies presents Hope Fest 2017, Saturday, June 10th at Centennial Park Amphitheater. Tickets are just $39 and are on sale at www.thehopefest.com. Less than 5,000 tickets are available, so get them while you can. One day, one stage, 10 huge bands, and 5,000 of your closest friends. Hope Fest 2017.
Did you know that we have a way for you to win free tickets to Hope Fest? This week, we're giving away 2 free tickets to 1 lucky winner. Call us to enter to win the drawing. Our number is 877-480-4477. That's 877-480-4477. We'll be speaking at Hope Fest and would love to meet you at our Real Life Radio Show booth. Hope to see you there. Welcome back to Real Life. I'm your host, Kathleen Lay, and joining me is my husband, Evangelist Ann Lay.
Hello, everyone.
Joining us is Stephen Bankars, and he's going to share with us how he was really into parapsychology. He was into alien research and just some really interesting theories and how God got a hold of his life. So Let's welcome to the show, Stephen. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
Now, I understand that you grew up in a Christian home, so you were taught the ways of the Bible and whatnot. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, I was born and raised in a Christian household. I was homeschooled under a Christian curriculum. I was in Christian private school, too. I was just always in church. I was read Bible stories before bed, like my whole life, centered around Christianity as I was growing up. And despite this, I never really had a real personal relationship with the Lord. It was just something I was kind of associated with.
Yeah.
And when I was in about grade 9, I started to get a hold of, you know, alien abduction stories and some conspiracy theories involving like Roswell and what is called ancient astronaut theory, which completely blew my mind because I had grown up as, you know, a six-day creationist with this Christian worldview, and now I'm confronted with all these new ideas about there being, you know, life all throughout our solar systems out in other galaxies and how they've been visiting us and, like, having interactions with people and with ancient cultures. And this, for me, really challenged the worldview I had been raised with. And to be quite frank, you know, a lot of times, even Christians now, they're confronted with things like this and they don't really know how to handle it because it is pretty controversial.
Right.
And this, for me, I basically threw out Christianity as my template to work with. And I just started basically going off the deep end.
Mm. So what were some of the things that you were learning, like parapsychology? What is that? And what are some of the other things that you were trying to delve into?
So one of the things that I was really interested in was the evidence, or the supposed evidence, for reincarnation. There was a lot of work coming out of someone named Dr. Ian Stevenson, and there was a research journal called the Journal of Scientific Exploration, and in this journal there was like peer-reviewed journal articles on some of the evidence that he had compiled for reincarnation. And obviously now I know how to interpret this in the correct light, but at the time I was completely sold out. I believed in past life hypnotherapy, where there's a book called The Journey of Souls filled with apparent testimonies of people going under hypnosis and retrieving these very distant memories in their soul of having lived in other people's bodies on Earth, and then having left their body after death and gone to like some neutral spirit world where they assessed their life, went through a life review, chose the next life they wanted, and then came back and reincarnated. And for me, this was my theory of afterlife that I was working with. And I also believed in pantheism. I believed that God was everywhere, not in the sense that God is omnipresent, but that God is the substance of everything in creation. I believe that God was the nature of my innermost self. God was the nature of the universe, because I believe that God was not a personal being outside of time and space looking down on us. But I believe that God was the substance of creation itself. This is called pantheism and panentheism. And I just got really deep into all kinds of false theology, different theories of consciousness, mind science, astral projection. I had a few experiences where I was dabbling a little too far in the occult. And, you know, you open yourself up to some demonic stuff when you do this. And I ended up encountering what I believed to be a demon who had red skin, wearing a red cloak. And I was in a very lucid dream, and he had a third eye, and he opened his third eye at me. It sounds ridiculous, but it's what happened. And he opened his third eye at me, and I woke up out of this very vivid lucid dream I was in, and I was in my bedroom laying down in the air 4 feet over my bed. And I sat up in the air and I looked around my bedroom, and I was like, oh my gosh, I'm out of my body. And then when I realized that I was out of my body, I tried to fight to go back into my physical body, and I couldn't go back in. It took me like 3 or 4 minutes of fighting to finally get back into my body. And that happened another time later. But I was really into some dark, esoteric, demonic stuff. It was bad.
Wow.
You know, this is amazing that you're sharing this story, because you're revealing the truth of what happens when people get involved with this stuff, that it's not just harmless things. It's actually real mind-altering, my gosh, you know, it's almost a very spiritual experience that you were experiencing there.
Exactly.
And what it's like is the fifth dimension that we don't see. So you were dealing with a spiritual realm, and yet when you saw this third eye thing, did you know at that time it was a demon?
No, I didn't know at the time that it was a demon. It had a sinister smile at me, like, I caught you, or I got you, that kind of a smile. And at the time, I believed, like, in New Ageism, these beings, they're given the title negative astral entity. We can just call them what they are now. They're demons. But the Bible says that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against spiritual powers and authorities in the heavenly places, meaning in different realms and spiritual realms. And for me, when I saw this being, I thought it was just maybe a guide that was helping me along my journey here on Earth. I was completely just twisted. I actually went to a New Age conference, an expo, and I asked the panel there, I told them about my experience, and I asked this panel of, you know, apparent experts in New Age delusion, I asked them, you know, who was this being? And one of the answers that I got was that it could have been the spirit of a Native American person, and they were asking me if I had Native American genealogy or history in my past, but I thought it was just a being that was there to help me and guide me through my journey. It didn't occur to me that it was a demon. I just didn't have that frame of reference.
Wow. You know, there are people listening now who have dabbled into things and they're just like, I believe in reincarnation, or they believe that there's like a purgatory, or, you know, all of these things they're thinking in their minds possibly. And we're going to have you back on our next show. But before we do, what's something that you can tell someone that, coming from all of this, now you're not there, what would you tell someone who's maybe dabbled in these things? What would you say to them?
Oh, I would say make sure that you're aware that this stuff is not just false. Right. It's real. It's both false and real. And that's what makes it dangerous, is there is a reality to these things. Mm. When we're working with things like tarot cards, and when we're using crystals, when we're doing Reiki, when we're doing past life regressions, when we're doing any of these kind of occultic or esoteric things, you're engaging with a spiritual reality, and you're doing this unprotected because you don't have the authority of Jesus protecting you and giving you a covering and directing you. You are fully exposed, and you're opening yourself up to their realm and their playing ground. They don't have to play by your set of rules. And for me, I didn't want to meet this being. I didn't want this being to pull me out of my body. In fact, I was so scared before I went to bed that night because of what I just felt in my spirit. Something was going to happen. I slept with a Bible under my pillow.
Wow.
I would research the occult and then put a Bible under my pillow because I wanted to feel safe.
Wow.
But then I had these weird experiences of sleep paralysis where I'd wake up paralyzed in bed and feel like I'm being choked and I can't breathe. This stuff is real, and things like rosaries, having a cross in your bedroom or a Bible, that can't protect you. Only the blood of Christ can protect you. And so when you're diving into these things in the occult, it's real and it's dangerous because you're basically fair game. You are entering into their realm and they'll do with you what they please, I guess.
Yeah, it's not fun and games. It's something you want to steer clear of. Yeah. So we're going to pray for those who are listening now who may be in that type of situation where they've opened the doors to these things or in bondage. And then we're going to have you back on our next show. Okay, Stephen?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Thank you so much.
You know, that is just an amazing story. But I know, because this stuff is everywhere in our culture and people pick it up like it's just harmless or that it's not a big deal. You're hearing from someone who's saying, no, 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 as you go down that road, you're opening the door to something. Now, what do I do? It's so simple. You need the covering of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus truly is the one who is the good shepherd, who guards us from these things called demons. Yes, they're real. So Father God, right now, I'm praying for anyone who's listening to me and is hearing this story. Lord God, that we'd be able to just push that away from us right now in Jesus' name. And we just ask right now, Lord God, for freedom. If there's anyone who's already dealt with that, maybe is trapped. Father, we pray that you'd set them free right now in the name of Jesus. And Father God, we pray right now that whoever's listening would say, Jesus, I just call upon you right now. And I want you to come into my life to set me free from all of these things and to show me the truth about this other realm. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Jesus can set you free. Call out to him. You're listening to Real Life.